Hey, but in honor of Trent Baalke, real quick, I don't know if you just now started listening, here, let's play that audio. Let's play that audio real quick, Santiago. The Jaguars, Jacksonville Jaguars general manager is in the middle of a press conference, and this happens.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
All right, one more time. Just in case, for those of y'all that are hearing
that
for the first time, I need you to really lean in now. I need you to really lean in. This guy's dead-ass serious. This isn't a joke. This is general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trent Baalke. One more time.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
My man broke wind so loud. That mic is, he's sitting in a chair in a press conference setting, and that mic is all of 2.5 feet above his ass where that just came from.
I would have thought he has an ass on his microphone.
A microphone on his ass?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was, so he breaks wind in the middle of a press conference. And in honor of that, we've already discussed it, in honor of that, I'd like to ask you, Ron, when was the last time you broke wind and were embarrassed by it?
Oh, that's easy. One of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And, you know, I'm generally, for the most part, you know, as conversation just had with our boss, I really don't, not that I don't care, but, you know, it takes a little bit to embarrass
sure,
me.
Sure, sure.
I was at a Target on the way to work. There's a Target right by the station in Kansas City. I was doing midday, so it was about 7:30 or so. Early, not a lot of people there at Target. I don't remember what I was picking up, but I remember walking in the aisle, and I knew I was alone. I turned around. I turned and looked. There was nobody in the aisle. And I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and let this one off.
We slip one out, huh?
And it was a little, you know, it was a little louder than I anticipated, but I pushed it out. I turned around. And I don't know where that kid came from. This kid was starting to stock the shelves.
Oh, he worked there.
Yeah, his name was Garrett with two T's. He's just there looking at me with a mixture of laughter and shock.
Sure. Like all those videos that go viral now.
Instagram. It had the sound of Trent. It was, and there was no mic. So it was just me and him in the aisle. And I said, oh my God, man, I'm sorry. I said, I acknowledged it. Yeah, I mean, it was like I when I turned to go to the other shelf, I could see somebody in red in the corner of my eye. And I was, oh my God. And I just looked, and he's ready to fall out. Right. Looks like a college kid or something that worked there. Right. And I took a picture with him. We led the show with it. Yeah, that was.
Oh, did you tell him who you were?
Yeah, I said,
hey, listen to the radio, man.
Yep, Garrett, two T's. I said,
oh, Garrett, wow, and KC.
Man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was. I mean, there was nobody there. I looked, this kid is as if he spun into position.
Right, right.
I mean, ooh.
That's great.
That was embarrassing.
I think the one time I got embarrassed was, not the one time, the last time I was laid in bed with my now wife. There's a lot of my life I was single. I mean, there's a good chunk of my life that wherever I was at home, I was alone. So like worrying about where I break wind and when I break wind was not a deal, right? Well, I mean, there's nothing better than that first thing in the morning. You know, before you even get your eyes good and open, man, you feel it, man. You just get a little push and get it out of there. And clearly I had a pretty strong habit of that. And it was the first time that I came down here and I spent the night at her place.
There we go, big night.
And I'm laid up in the bed, and it's early enough late enough in the morning where the sun's beaming in. It's bright, you know. And I just that old eyes just you know kind of some little bit just awake enough to fart, and I let it. It wasn't no high. I let that sucker just rip. And then right as I hear it, like it's, I realize where I'm at. Like I'm thinking I'm laying in my bed alone by myself, you know, because I'm still half asleep. I realize I'm in the bed with my girlfriend who has never heard me break wind before.
Did she acknowledge it or just act like nothing?
No, she did not acknowledge it. She just act like she didn't hear it. Well, then I asked her. I said, did you? She's like, yeah, I heard it. I just didn't want to embarrass you. I mean, it was
like you did her later on.
I knew that. Well, once she laughed at that, like once she said she thought, oh, I took it all.
You might as well.
I discussed myself how often I break wind around her. No wonder she doesn't think as highly of me now as she did then.
But luckily for her, it never takes her out of the mood.
I mean, could you imagine being laid up? I mean, like I said, this is my wife now, obviously. This just laid up, boy, with old dime piece sitting over there, and you just, whoa. Wait a minute. And you realize right as it comes out of your old butt cheeks that you laid next to a lady. Oh, it was bad.
I want to apologize again to Garrett right now. I really am sorry. That wasn't a part of his plan on that day. It wasn't a part of his plan on that day.
I don't apologize, babe. You knew you had. If you knew, Ron, how gaseous I was, that I am as a human being, you would.
I bet
you would
didn't.
Thank me on a monthly basis for not breaking wind in here.
But I bet you she didn't know what she was getting her.
Oh, she didn't. She did not. That was the beginning. That was the tip of the iceberg. That was the tip of the turd.
Tip of the turd.